People say less is more. At Red Barn, we think less is better. It's what you won't find that sets our natural premium pet food apart. No byproducts, no corn or soy, no fillers. Just the natural ingredients your pets need to live the healthy life they deserve. Look at the label. We want you to. Red Barn Naturals Pet Food. Simply the best. Find it in your local pet specialty store. Red Barn canned food for cats and dogs is grain and gluten-free.
I am the family dog, and it's that time of year again. The one where pet parents start looking for Fido-friendly hotels and destinations where Fido is welcome. Make no bones about it. Pets are part of the family, and we like to sniff out new places too. And we hate to be turned away, especially when we're on our best behavior. So we won't be left out in the cold. Be sure to pick up a copy of Fido Friendly Magazine to find the best hotels and destinations where Fido is always welcome. Go online to FidoFriendly.com and subscribe today.
Some of you think it takes too long to drive to Buffalo Wild Wings, order lunch, eat, and get back to work in time. It's because of people like you that we've got the B-Dubs Fast Break Lunch Menu. We guarantee you'll get an entree like wings or street tacos plus a side delivered to your table in just 15 minutes or it's free. You used to wish we could serve lunch faster. Now you might wish we were slower, but we won't be. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
For a limited time only at participating locations. Restrictions apply. See participating locations for details.
Not available in all states.
Whoa, what do you have there?
It's a Reese and Irvy's frozen yogurt. We just had our robot make one.
A robot made your frozen yogurt?
Yes, from Reese and Irvy's, the world's first fully interactive robot vending machine that serves 9 flavors of delicious yogurt with 6 amazing toppings. And it's available for an exclusive franchise opportunity.
Wait, you mean I can own my own frozen yogurt robots?
And make money at the same time. These robots are the future of frozen yogurt franchising. They can be placed almost anywhere and operate 24/7. Malls, theme parks, grocery stores, you name it.
A robot that serves frozen yogurt. That's revolutionary.
Exactly. Reese and Irvy's Froyo robots are taking the market by storm. No more messy yogurt bars, long lines, or do-it-yourself machines. Just delicious frozen yogurt in 60 seconds or less. Anytime, anywhere.
How do I get my own Reese and Irvy's robots?
It's easy, but you better act now. Locations and machines are going fast. Just go to froyofranchising.com and enter promo code 1111. That's froyofranchising.com, promo code 1111.
And now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
Hardship. My grandmother would go through it every month to pay her insurance bill. First, she would handwrite a paper check, in cursive. Then, using her own tongue, she would wet a stamp for an envelope. Today, however, we need not weary our hands and tongues. Today, we can pay our GEICO bill with the GEICO app. Away with hardship, in with bill pay on the GEICO app. Thank you.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr. on Animal Radio. Live simply so that others may simply live.
This is an Animal Radio News Update.
I'm Lori Brooks. The heirs of Dolly the sheep. Whoa, that's a blast from the past, huh? Oh. They are putting a lot of fears to rest since they have basically proven that cloned animals can live long and very normal lives. Now, if you don't remember Dolly the sheep, she was the very first animal cloned that used a technique that did not use sperm. It was just cell tissue. And that was back in 1996 in Scotland. But Dolly died young in 2003. She was only 6 years old, and that was after she had developed osteoarthritis and a lung infection. So it set off a whole lot of fears then that cloned animals, you know, they might age more quickly than normal offspring. We just didn't know. Well, now we find out that 13 other cloned sheep, including 4 clones of Dolly, are still in good health since reaching between the ages of seven and nine, which is about 60 to 70 in human years. The 4 sheep that were cloned using the same genetic material as Dolly are kind of named after her. They're all named with D names. They're Debbie, Denise, Diana, and Daisy, and they have all just had their 9th birthdays. However, unlike Dolly, who was his super science project, who was housed indoors mostly for security reasons, the Dolly clones these days now live mostly outside. Remember when rapper Tyga had a pet tiger a few years ago? Then authorities found out that Gee, he didn't have a legal permit to keep it, so the tiger was taken away from him and put into an animal sanctuary. You remember that?
Yep.
Well, according to TMZ now, the rescue sanctuary, which is Lions, Tigers, and Bears, that's the name of it, and they take care of Tyga's former tiger, they say the rapper has not made any effort at all to help out with funds to care for it, and it costs them, the rescue, over $10,000 a year to feed the tiger, and that doesn't even include vet cost and other expenses.
That was the same thing with Michael Jackson when they took his animals from his zoo that he had in Santa Barbara. He wasn't contributing towards their care either.
Really?
These sanctuaries had to shoulder the responsibility.
Yeah. Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's not right, I don't think. On the much lighter side, guys, the Pet Insurance Division of Nationwide is at it again, and they've compiled their list of the 10 wackiest dog and cat names from their database of insured pets. And they've now selected the 10 finalists in their contest, and they have turned to the internet asking you to vote for a dog or cat with the wackiest name, or you can vote for both. And the names are pretty cute. Some of them are, the top entries include Kanye Westy, Butch Cassidy, Optimus Prime Rib, Lieutenant Colonel Be Back Soon, Agent Jack Meower, Angus Von Wigglebottom. I think that's very cute. Last year's winning dog name was Baron Von Furrypants for the dog, and Leonardo DiCaprio was the wackiest cat name. Oh, gosh. I'm Lori Brooks. You can get more breaking animal news anytime at animalradio.com.
This has been an Animal Radio News Update. Get more at animalradio.com.
It's Animal Radio, celebrating the connection with our pets. Toll free 1-866-405-8405. I was just brought to my attention the Watermark Retirement Communities. This is a retirement community founded by pet lovers, and they encourage pets within the communities.
I think that's awesome.
That's an awesome.
That
we know
is.
How much pets can be a great saving grace for all of us. And we're talking to Betty Sanders. She lives in an assisted living neighborhood. Hi, Betty. How are you?
Not good today. I don't know why. I'm coughing a lot.
Coughing a lot. Okay. Well.
Yeah, I haven't seen my doctor. I called Dr. Mocha. Her name is Mocha.
Uh-huh.
But she's like a doctor. That's her name.
Well, hopefully she'll come on out and fix you up.
She'll be here in a minute.
Okay.
She
well,
knocks on the door and cries and barks until somebody opens it and let them in.
Oh, yeah, so, oh, this is your dog that you're talking about?
It's not my dog. It belongs to the supervisor here at this place. But the dog fell in love with me, and I love her.
What's the dog's name again?
Mocha.
Mocha.
So she calls her Mocha. Dr. Mocha.
Dr. Mocha.
Dr. Mocha.
I get it. So what kind of dog is Dr. Mocha?
She looks for everybody that's sick here. And when I came in, I was kind of depressed.
Yeah?
And this dog made sure she came to me every day.
Yeah. So she belongs to one of the directors there, but she hangs with you all day, huh?
All day, every day. She hasn't been in today because I'm in the bed sick today. But she does not know that I'm sick.
Well, you know what? I'm pretty sure animals, when they see you, they know exactly what's going on. So as soon as Dr. Mocha gets there, she'll know that you need some care, right?
Oh, sure. She jumps right in the bed. Put both paws and looks me dead in the eyes. You know, I just love that little dog. She's better than most people.
She makes you feel pretty good, huh?
Yes, she does. She cheers me up.
What kind of dog is she?
She's mixed with something. She's very little. She looks like a puppy. I call her Puppy, Dr. Mocha and Puppy.
Uh-huh.
But she's not a puppy. She's 7 years old.
Yeah. Does Mocha hang out with any of the other people there?
Only the one across the hall from me did. Was very ill. She was coming to the door and look at me, and she looked as if to say, "You're okay. I'm running over here." She goes over there, but the lady left yesterday. She's gone to get better care.
So, how did you meet Mocha?
Mocha met me.
Okay.
the people say, "That's your dog. Your dog's been barking and scratching on the door," and I didn't realize it. She scratched and barked until I let her in. That's how I met her.
It seems kind of rare to see animals in any kind of assisted living facilities.
It's just one small one. Everybody knows Mocha.
Oh, that's great.
The maintenance people, wherever, they say, "Come on, Mocha, we're going to let you out." because I couldn't take her out myself. I was not going to take the dog out without a leash. She never had a leash before. So I just could not. So I've had many dogs myself until I got sick. So I said, I will not take a dog out. But this dog is well-trained. It's better than some children I know. That's the truth.
No, I believe it.
She will walk. You tell her walk to the right side of you, and I've taken her down to the first floor and everything, and she walks right with me.
Does Mocha have...
say, oh, what a cute dog. What is that? What's that? She ignores him. She walks right with me. She gets on the elevator like a little person.
Is she trained?
She's been well trained. When I'm eating, her owner says to me, oh, she says, all I do is tell her, that's rude. And I don't beg you for your food, don't you beg me for mine. And go to your chair. And she goes and gets it when I tell her that. She looks at me and she goes, walks away and gets in the chair. And I say, head down. She puts her head down when she can't see me.
Aww, how cute.
She's brilliant.
Well, Betty, yeah. Thank you so much for talking with us today and telling us about Mocha. And I hope she gets there soon.
I don't want to give her my cold. I don't know what I have. I'm coughing a lot.
Well, I asked my doctor last week if my pets can get the colds that I have, and they said no. So
good.
You're probably okay.
Okay.
And you
will find her.
Yeah, and you won't get distemper or any of those dog diseases either.
Okay. So. I don't worry about that. Just I don't know. Plainness, I guess it is. I don't know what it is.
Well, Betty, thank you so much for talking with us today, and give Mocha a big old hug from all of us, okay?
I will.
Thank you so
thank
much.
You.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Okay, and now we head over to another part of the community where five residents actually have small dogs, all of them under 15 pounds, and we're actually talking to Joseph Lee today. How are you doing, Joseph?
Fine, sir. How about yourself?
Very good. So now you have a dog that you ride around on your scooter, is that correct?
Yes, I do. I guess everybody told you about that one. Her name is Miss Marty, and she's 15 years old.
Miss
active.
And is she your dog?
Yes, my dog. Yes.
And did you select that particular community because they allow animals?
Yes, sir.
I don't know too many communities that allow animals. That's pretty cool.
You pay the fee when you first move in. I've been here a year and a half. And
yeah.
Everybody here knows my dog. Her name is Miss Marty. She's a purebred poodle, and she's blonde. Yeah.
And there are other residents in the community that also have pets there?
Oh, yes. Miss China and Dabney Blue and it's three or four other ones, you know.
Are you going to go for a scooter ride later?
Oh, yeah. We've been out early this morning, and now we're going to go for a ride. Now, it's 91 outside, so she just has to wallow in the grass and stuff, and she's squirrel, you know.
What a wonderful, wonderful story. Joseph Lee, thank you so much for talking with us today.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
Joseph Lee, also part of the Watermark Retirement Community. So I'm telling everybody now, that's where I'm going when I retire. Because I want to bring my animals with me, okay?
Yes,
save me a space.
Very important.
Well, this healthy serving of Animal Radio is brought to you by the grain-free Red Barn Naturals canned food for dogs and cats. Always, always made in the USA with natural, functional ingredients to support your pet's optimal health. Learn more at redbarninc.com. And thank you so much, Red Barn, for underwriting Animal Radio.
You're listening to Animal Radio. Call the Dream Team now at 1-866-405-8405.
Hi, I'm Ed Asner, and you're on Animal Radio. Spay or neuter your animals, you dummies.
Did you know canine caviar diets are formulated with common health concerns in mind, such as diabetes, cancer, and kidney disease? You see, canine caviar uses low GI carbs, which reduce hunger and prolong physical endurance. Free of GMO, gluten, hormones, steroids, and antibiotics, canine caviar's 5-star dog and cat foods are the only alkaline-based foods in the world, and that promotes a healthy lifestyle for your furry family. Find out more at caninecaviar.com.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. One click and my job was posted to 100 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100 plus job sites. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/find. That's ZipRecruiter.com/find.
Ah, the sounds of summer. And this is the sound of summer skin being scratched because of the itching and irritation of what the season can bring. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. Cortisone 10 makes summer sound fun again. Cortisone 10. Feel the heel. Use as directed.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right. Only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 3388 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 3388.
Some of you think it takes too long to drive to Buffalo Wild Wings, order lunch, eat, and get back to work in time. It's because of people like you that we've got the B-Dubs Fast Break Lunch Menu. We guarantee you'll get an entree like wings or street tacos plus a side delivered to your table in just 15 minutes or it's free. You used to wish we could serve lunch faster. Now you might wish we were slower, but we won't be. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
For a limited time only at participating locations. Restrictions apply. See participating locations for details.
Don't pay more for your new hardwood floor. Lumber Liquidators is the style you want for less. This week, get our newest looks from just $179. And it's your last chance to get 20% off all in-stock Dream Home laminate flooring packages. And up to 15% off pre-finished hardwood with coupon. Get special stack-out deals at every store with 20% off or more on clearance. And more incredible deals from just 69 cents. Plus special financing. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you. And get the best deals on the floor you want by Tuesday.